window. So, yes, we're on the motorway, heading to Swanage.
Running through an average speed limit camera thing for 50 mile an hour, which is freaking outrageous.
It does make the traffic work a lot better, though.
I know, that's the annoying thing, isn't it? Oh, I hate speed limits. Oh, actually, it works. Everybody sticks to it. Everything all flows here.
There was an awful lot of people going faster, and I don't know how or why.
I know. It made me very annoyed. I mean, look, I'm doing what? Well, I mean, according to it's the speedo, isn't it? There you go. That's what my speedo says 50 is, but I expect your iPhone's got some kind of GPS doohickey.
It does indeed have a GPS doohickey in it. Have I got my GPS doohickey?
Okay, we'll see if we can find out what the actual speed I'm doing is. I'll hold it on 50. I bet I'm about 5 mile an hour, sure.
Yeah, you will be about that.
Most cars are, aren't they?
Yeah. They err on the side of wrong.
So they err on the side of awesome.
Yes. There's no one even working on that bit.
I know, I think they've killed off far more than they can handle.
Yeah. How the hell do you use this? Points of interest, sorted by proximity. Stonehenge, 36.2 miles.
That's the nearest.
London Bridge, 42.8 miles.
That's all.
The Louvre, Paris, 223 miles. This is a rubbish app.
So that app, so that's Apple's idea of the interesting things in Britain, is it?
No, it's not an Apple app.
It's two of them and one of them's in France. Yeah.
It's not got a lock. And I don't know how to use this. Damn, this app's weird. I'm just having one. What's the point of a GPS app with an outdoor mode?
God, hurry up, we're going to run out of roadworks soon.
Hey! We're at 276 feet.
Well, that's useful information. See,
bearing 087 degrees.
The car doesn't come with an altimeter.
I'm not sure this is about a...
Hurry up, roadworks nearly done.
I'm not sure this actually says distance or anything.
Well, we'll speed up.
That's a weirdo, that's rubbish. Okay, let's ignore the GPS app. Was that rain?
It's spotting a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Not oh, another one falling by the wayside.
No, actually, we won't take the mick out of more expensive cars than
I don't
down.
Have any breakdown cover at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if we do break down, they're going to have to join the RAC or the AA on the spot and pay through the nose for it as well.
That's a lot of engine noise. Or road noise.
Yeah. Should have heard it before I put some oil in.
Oh, we're sliding down again.
Oh, God. No red marks here. All right, let's start thinking of alternative routes.
Actually,
3 to Winchester, then across to Romsey, and then down. I'll join the M27 near Lewington, I think.
Before we do anything crazy,
all right.
I will ask the iPhone what the traffic's like.
Your iPhone's crap, it thinks the nearest point of interest is Stonehenge. What about Basinghouse? Or the Anvil? Or any number of interesting country houses throughout the south of England?
According to iPhone, the traffic's bad to... Oh, everyone's going to Swanage.
Right. I can blame them. We're going to be there.
Actually, they reckon that the traffic is better around Kempshire.
Kempshire.
Oh, no, so we just gave away where we are.
Well...
It gets bad around Winchester as well.
Yeah.
And Eastleigh.
I don't imagine leaving any early would have helped.
Probably not.
Well, unless you get stupid. I mean, back when I was a little, although our family holidays, my father had a legendary intolerance for queuing of any sort, and we'd always leave at about 3 in the morning to get to wherever we were going. Oh, we got to beat the traffic. So, you know, we'd see sunrise. You know, we'd get to a destination, Cornwall or wherever, and none of the shops would be open yet. It'd be stupid. I can see the sense in it, I suppose, but...
Yeah, you missed all the traffic.
Yeah, but it's having to wait around for about 2 hours before you can even get a cup of coffee when you get there. That's stupid.
Nowadays, Cornwall's got 24-hour...
24-hour pasties, yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, I just didn't know which one to stay and which one to go, man. Sorry. I should have been more specific with my options.
Oh, no. You know what this means?
What does this mean?
I've come to Basingstoke again.
It's okay. Many people live in Basingstoke and live quite normal and unaffected lives.
I don't like Basingstoke.
Yeah, but you don't not like Basingstoke either. That's one of Basingstoke's main features, is it's all rye. There are worse places.
I've spent far too long of my life in Basingstoke.
It's a town of almost absolute indifference. It exists because 300,000 people have to live somewhere. We can't all live in London.
You can take the Basingstoke Microsoft as well. Oh no, broken down bike now.
A day of road chaos.
What's that big white building on there?
That's the other side, you know, in fact.
Is that new?
Industrial estate. Yeah,
it's been there. Is that new or am I just sober?
I don't think you've ever been to Basingstoke sober.
Oh, well, there's one I was at school.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
We stopped before the BMW.
Can edit that bit out.
Yeah, I'll show you some news.
What? Now, wait till I'm on a straight bit where I don't have to think too much. It's roundabouts and crap here.
Basingstoke full of roundabouts.
I know, exactly. Donut City, they call it.
Apparently Americans are getting roundabouts nowadays.
Yeah, that was true. I went to America. I've driven in America. I rented a car in Flagstaff and went to go and drive around up to see the Grand Canyon and stuff. It was all very good. No roundabouts at all. And I remember sat on a bus having
Balloons over Basingstoke.
Balloons over Basingstoke. Ooh, so a bit of community news there.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to hear my roundabout anecdote? I was sat on a bus with a chap when I ran out of money in Salt Lake City and had to stay on the bus all the way across to New York and went mad. I was chatting to some American chap about, you know, cultural differences and stuff. He was very impressed with the pound coin.
Wow.
I know, they're all dollar bills over there, aren't they? And he said, you know, that he reckoned it was a really meaty coin. I was so impressed with that. And yeah, I had to explain what the roundabout was and how it worked. And he didn't believe that it could function. That people, when given that much free will in cars, could manage to not kill each other. But yeah, there's all traffic lights over there. That was about 15 years ago, mind you, so.
Oh, diverted traffic, what does that mean?
I don't know. So that was the news, was it? America's getting roundabouts.
Yeah. Right. You said, right, you wanted to wait to. This is a straight bet.
I meant a motorway again, or the A30 or something.
Yeah. Did you see the Matrix shut down?
Did it?
Yeah, it shut down this morning at something like 7 a.m.
Oh, that's a shame. It's not news though, really, as if we sort of heard that it was coming.
Yeah, they did sort of pre-announce it.
Surprise no one.
But they had the Matrix break down and everything, they turned it into an event.
Oh, right, because it's all a computer simulated reality, yeah.
Yeah. I want to play the Matrix now.
It sounds like the perfect setting to be explaining patches and upgrades and bugs. You know, the foibles that we have to suspend disbelief to ignore in normal MMOs, they're actually part of the function of the Matrix.
The best comment I heard was somebody said that, the last week is the best of the game, is it?
The last week? Well, it's regret, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's suddenly panics. I mean, that's Tabula Rasa. That's some pretty good events on the last couple of days. Calm down.
More traffic.
Yeah, this is why I probably don't want to be talking about news when there's roundabouts coming up.
Who's got a pirate flag over there?
Pirate flag?
That's a pirate flag. Flying from that house.
Well, it's obviously been taken over by pirates.
You can't see it, can you?
I can.
I'm going to die.
You're not going to die. You'll just be crippled from the eyebrows down, that's all.
If anyone finds this recorder...
It's sort of doubling as podcast and flight deck record.
The Libsyn password is... It's recording an MP3, just post it. Ooh. Can we get a Toys R Us? We're about to get past it.
No. Oh. You can go all the way back if you behave.
It'll be shut then.
You can go without Lego for just one day.
Yeah. God, it's industrial wasteland over there now, isn't it?
Bloody hell. Where'd that building go?
Yeah.
That'd be recession for you, I suppose.
No, that'd just be...
It was just rubbish anyway, wasn't it?
Destroying the rubbish stuff.
All the out-of-town shopping centres, I suppose.
It's going to add more interesting stuff.
More car noises. I've died in here. It stinks of oil.
Don't blame me. This should be a video podcast, really.
Yeah, I think even for us, we wouldn't get away with a 3-hour video podcast. There's overrun and then there's just taking the piss, really, isn't it?
Big noisy thing. You can tell it's Basingstoke. Every car's either a Freelander or a hot hatch. Except for that Fiesta in front of us.
Sweet generalisations.
Oh, on the camper van. Still raining.
Only a little bit.
So, as a professional sandcastle builder, do you feel that...
I was doing research. I was studying it and everything. Because it was quite slow Friday afternoon at work. And I was doing also very, very elaborate, I tell you. Do you see those pictures I was taking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel you may have been unrealistically raising my expectations.
The sandcastle's going to be awesome. Oh, I was brushing up on technique, see?
Does drizzle help?
It does.
You're making that up.
You've got to build out of wet sand.
Yeah, I know.
Basic sandcastle technique seems to involve digging a well to begin with to provide raw materials and water.
Oh, okay.
You're getting a bit of tail in the desert, frankly. But, you need sculpting tools as well. But I don't know about the grade of sand, you see.
It's the wrong grade of sand, yes.
I know
this because they're covering it on coast.
Right.
I love coast.
So where should we be going for proper?
Oh, you need to
landscape.
You need to head further along towards Cornwall. I think
Cornish sands, the prime sandcastle stuff.
Devon and Cornwall is the best. Yeah.
So what are we talking, clay component to it?
It's just the size of the particles. Brighton sand's the worst.
Shingle. Solid great pebbles.
See, you learn something new on our podcast every
time. I know.
Yeah. This is going to be a bugger to edit.
Well, that's your problem, not mine, really. I noticed, I read with interest on Twitter that you're also embarking on another podcast.
Yeah, I meant to mention that before I announced
it.
But I forgot.
Well, fine. Fine. If you think you can go ahead without me.
Oh,
don't forget, I put you where you are today.
Actually, I put you where you are today. Without me, you'd still be sitting in your flat all alone, wondering why the internet never calls.
Yeah, staring at a 72-hour WAV file and working out how to try and turn it into a podcast.
Mind the Scooby.
Why are they called them Scoobies?
Because...
There's no C in Subaru.
Because the people who own them are... No, catch, I can't say that. Because two very good friends... Well, one very good friend. One I haven't actually talked to for ages because I'm rubbish. Yes.
Are either of them likely to listen to this podcast?
George does sometimes. Doesn't understand a word we say. Yeah. She had a Scooby.
It probably does sound quite impenetrable if you don't really know computer games.
How many times did she roll it when she ended up in the field? Well-built car, Scoobies.
She's lucky to be alive.
Yeah. The worst bit is she was rushing home to watch Jaws 3D. Yeah.
Tragedy and comedy, always linked.
I got that vague, I haven't done my homework feel.
I had that all yesterday, but I finished driving and we massively peace in the end.
Okay.
Thanks for the screenshot, though.
Yeah. Thanks for getting console game on Nashville.
Yeah, I think I might get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I do think it's slightly wrong that the new podcasting here first use was for an MMO news site.
Well, I was looking for something vaguely time travel esque, and City Heroes has got lots of time travel stuff, the Ouroboros area, but it's very stylized, and just instantly looking at it, you wouldn't immediately associate the place with time travel. It's just this big sort of floating plaza thing and floating in the sky, and it's got like chrome, you know, lots of brass handrails and abstract crystals everywhere, and you think, okay, this could be anything. So, you know, visually it doesn't say time travel to me. Although the guy is still, the quest givers are dressed up like what's his name from Time Bandits, which is quite
cool. Wonderful.
A flying helmet, yeah. But yeah. I was gonna go with the crystal ball sea cutscene with the fortune teller and Shiro in it from Factions, but you had to actually complete the mission to show it. I couldn't be bothered. The mission, the Tanaki Temple, I think, and it takes about an hour to get through. I'm working to a deadline here. There's the no, this really isn't a DeLorean at all. car.
Jensen 88 special.
Jensen 88 special. Yeah. But you look at that and you just think time travel. The only way you could be even more blatant was to use a picture of a TARDIS, and I wasn't quite that brave. I don't have a TARDIS in any of my computer games. Restaurant's called One.
That's got a TARDIS. It had a TARDIS. I don't know if it still does.
I don't know. I never found it. I never saw it. Apparently it's an Easter egg in Ashland School, yeah.
Hidden away in the mountains.
Up in the mountains somewhere, there's a TARDIS.
Now, of course, that was before Doctor Who was all fashionable like now.
Well, yeah, that predates the current run. They were the ones that I distinctly remember playing while I was playing. There was patch notes for Ashland School that said, to have discovered shocking lack of Douglas Adams tribute, this has now been corrected. They put in one episode, they've got a whole load of towels as lootable items.
Oh, wonderful. They certainly knew how to do a thingy.
Yeah.
These traffic lights always been here.
No, these are new 3 years ago.
Okay.
You're much out of your comfort zone now, aren't you?
Yeah. I never come to the next village.
They'll talk funny in the evening.
Now I've dropped my cyber pen.
I'm worried that you brought that along.
I can't find my cyber pen, it's in the rubbish. I'll buy a new one.
You'll have to do the England then. It's all about the technical wizardry pokery that it does, but
it has extra nibs. Okay. You can even change the colour. We're taking on water. Dumber Garden Centre? Dumber's over there.
I don't know. It's the nearest village, I suppose. The crops in the fields are getting damp. That'll piss the farmers off.
There was a combine harvester by the side of the motorway last night.
Yeah, it's coming up to that time.
I like combine harvesters and I don't know why.
The ultimate expression of machine over nature.
Yeah. I can't ever notice the rain scheme, it's a bit heavy.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine nearer the coast.
Speed up to the bridge.
Well, God, yeah. If we don't get up to 88, we're never going to make it. There'll be places to overtake eventually, I'm sure.
Showed it to the proper console people, and they've got proper console people said, make it fun now.
Yeah. So
less MMO, more fun.
So what, the game itself would be behind the upsets and the unrest?
I don't know. It's either that or
to say at this stage, isn't it?
People. One of the things is Sony did just let a load of people off go recently, didn't they? They just made 5% of their workforce.
Sony in general, rather
SOE.
Than SOE.
No, SOE.
Oh, right.
So it could be just people are feeling a little bit insecure there.
Mm. A jump before you push, kind of thing.
Because Sony is not the most financially healthy company in the world.
Mm.
And it's not just the MMO side, it's the entire company is a little bit... not exactly selling an awful lot.
Mm. I don't know, Three Realms is having a big success. I mean, whether how much of that's turning into money is another matter, but certainly it's very popular. Did they hit 5 million recently?
They're about to hit 5 million. Probably will have more time by the end of this.
Yeah. And so you've got your solid stable there of EverQuest 2 that does all right. You got. What else?
EverQuest 1.
EverQuest 1? Vanguard.
Star Wars Galaxies isn't going to have its remaining players
Star Wars Galaxies.
Taken by...
there's nothing stellar in SOE's stable at the moment, but there's a lot of very respectable, you know, also rounds, if you know what I mean. They did all right for themselves, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, yeah, Three Realms is the big current hope for them at the moment, but maybe they'll make the agency or come along. Is it DC in those Sony thing as well?
That's Sony, yes.
Yeah.
You should know this.
I know. Trying to concentrate on the road as well, sorry. That's my excuse.
Sorry, Michael, he does know what you do, really.
Oh, absolutely, that's the one. Oh, hey, I'm a big fan of DCUO. I just forgot who actually does development. Anyway.
You're rubbish.
I am.
There's a call by UK developers to have digital sales transparency. People want to know how many download games sell.
Well, we're all big on numbers here. We love numbers. So I'm 100% behind that idea. Yeah, let's show us what you've got. Yeah. Let's see how popular they are. Let's see which ones are doing well and which ones aren't. And we can start to think about why.
I've got a story related to that later, but they're out of order, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Wow!
Farm machinery!
Agricultural equipment.
Oh, I want that. I don't know what it does, but I want it.
I've got a towing ball, but I don't think I've got enough engine power to pull it. Mm.
Get enough momentum, it'll be easy.
Fair enough. Sorry.
Okay. Mondaine's Legacy.
Oh.
Ultima Online expansion from yonks ago.
It's still going. So we're talking about UO2 last week, weren't we?
Yeah.
For China.
Well, they've just released Stygian Abyss, or about to release Stygian Abyss.
Which is the setting for Ultima Underworld.
Yeah.
1. Yeah. So perhaps a certain amount of resonance with players there.
But Mondaine's Legacy is an old expansion, which they made free for everyone. So if you haven't already bought it for whatever reason, you now got it for free.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes. I mean, take EverQuest, I suppose, as the example I'm familiar with. They're up to about, I don't know. Actually looked it up because it was relevant to an article I was writing, but I think they're on their 16th expansion for EverQuest 1 now. Yeah, and it's actually going to go to a shop or mail order or wherever and try and find expansion number 4 specifically. I mean, people probably won't even bother buying EverQuest unless they can find a package deal that includes all previous expansions, because otherwise you're going to miss out on far too much.
Yeah.
So MMO expansions, I think, yeah, okay, charge people for them on the day, but the time period between when it is a viable product in its own right and when it should be bundled in with everything else, I think is probably quite a short one.
Brilliant news.
Mm-hmm.
Halo's coming to the PS3.
Oh, right.
No, actually, you remember that cartoon that I showed you last week? Yeah.
Oh, Halo Legends.
Yeah, it's coming out on Blu-ray.
Fair enough.
I hope it goes.
So it will be on PlayStation 3.
I hope it goes to the PlayStation Network store as well.
Brilliant.
Just like I hope that exclusive games come, films of such thing come to the Xbox. I think that's very humorous.
Xbox doesn't have its own format anymore. They went with the HD DVD.
They've got their download stuff again.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the HD DVD move, one of the world's best marketing moves.
Was it?
No.
Oh, sorry, sarcasm, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Have you seen PopCap's new adverts?
No, I'm not really on the PopCap circuit, generally.
I've got a picture, but I'm not going to show you because we'll die.
Yeah, I'm trying to stare at the road. We've got quite a dangerous bridge coming up. So
it's a bridge.
Right, hang on. huddle to the news for a moment.
Can we not be doing 80?
Quite a slippery road, too. Alright, let's not do 80. Alright, 70 then.
It's the moment of weightlessness.
We were technically in free fall for about a quarter of a second there, yeah.
That never gets old.
I love this boat. Right, sorry, you were saying? back to the news.
Yes, well, okay, yes. Are you also aware of Evony and their wonderful advertising campaign?
Oh, that was a travesty. That was laws against what they were doing.
Yeah. Well, PopCap,
yeah.
For Plants vs. Zombies, have been doing some adverts, which I can quickly show you.
Hang on to the junction.
Yes, they've matched the style with hideous zombie, hideous women.
Zombie parody.
That's great. Brains now, my lord.
He's wearing a tiara.
Yeah. Oh, where are we? Kingsworthy.
It's Kingsworthy.
Oh, that's a nice old house.
Yeah, it's on the outskirts of Winchester, which we are going to cut through on the way to Romsey.
That was many two people in uniform.
I think it's a wedding or something. Saturday. Nice day for it.
Yeah, it's definitely a wedding.
Congratulations.
Yes, if you're listening, congratulations. It's rather nice new housing.
Oh, that reminds me, I'd like to congratulate Asghar, my second in command of the Tuesday New Club. We got married last week.
Does it take the award for the most interesting wedding day ever?
Yeah, I don't think I really want to go into that, but yeah, it didn't go quite to plan, and I'm quite glad that it all resolved itself reasonably well.
Yes.
So, many happy returns, etc., all the best, and yes, well done.
Okay, Lego.
Lego.
The Lego MMO.
Lego MMO.
They reckon it's going to break the generational divide.
I suppose, yeah. But then I don't see why World of Warcraft hasn't already broken the generational divide, for example. I mean, you know, many MMOs are suitable for playing with your kids, and I think, you know, if you look at a lot of the older bloggers on the host sphere, you see a lot of them talking about gaming time with their kids in various worlds. World of Warcraft being a main example, just because so many people play it anyway. But
I think that's one of the unsaid secrets of the podcasting and blogosphere. Everyone's getting on a bit.
We're all growing up with the games together, absolutely. Well, if you'd have been old enough, just about old enough to get involved in gaming off of your own budget and your own back, you know, basically you've grown up with an income so that you can afford the PC and afford the subscriptions and everything. When gaming started 10 years ago,
started before then. You mean MMO gaming?
MMO gaming, of course, yes, of course. But, you look grown up like I have with the MMOs, so perhaps there is an increased understanding that more and more of us died in all MMO types have now have families and kids.
That's a very bright yellow smart car. You know, I said the rain was getting heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what you expected, frankly.
I brought an umbrella. Summer.
Yeah, I've got an anorak in my back seat.
It never rains in the pub.
No, quite.
Anyway, yes, they reckon Lego will appeal to kids and their parents. Mm. And yes, so if you look at the appeal of Lego itself to adults.
Yeah, I've seen some of those very large town kids that I'd seen. Like a certain person not sat too far away from me in this car.
Has on proper display in his hallway. The first thing you see when you open the door.
I know, it's basically a Lego town scattered across most of the different surfaces in your house.
Oh, of course, yeah, the living room's got the 50th anniversary set on the coffee table, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you look at those and you think, well, that's not toys, really, are they?
They're not toys.
Then you know,
they're art.
Well, they're art, I suppose. Sculpture in after a fashion. But it's the sort of thing you could play with younger children, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Mm.
A-Falls will make. If the building's good, it'll be very popular. If not.
Well, this is it. I think much of the Lego MMO is going to be absolutely in the implementation.
Brilliant old pub.
You've got to somehow put together a 3D construction kit in a user intuitive form that potentially a 7-year-old can use.
Yeah.
As well as slower on the uptake grown up as well. And I mean, yeah, what's what's the actual gameplay? Because if they're in danger of creating the ultimate sandbox, and as we've seen, sandboxes tend to have downsides in that you tend to have a sort of paralysis of purpose with them. Second Life ought to be the best goddamn game in the entire world because it allows you to do whatever you want as long as you have the know-how and the effort to put into it. But many people don't want that. They just want to relax. They want some not too taxing task placed in front of them, and they want to be able to just get on and have a sort of measurable progress. And you just can't do that with a box of Lego.
Oh, can I get filling that questionnaire?
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
Stop mocking churches.
Okay. It's got a sign on saying, does God exist? Yes, no, probably.
Yes.
You almost killed that pedestrian. It's looking a little bit Winchester-y.
Ancient capital of Britain back in the day, when it was in Wessex, I suppose. It's a smaller kingdom than current Britain. I don't know. Bluffing a bit here, but
I like Winchester.
The Round Table in the Great Hall.
That is not the Round Table.
It's not the Round Table, no.
It's a Round Table.
It's a Round Table commissioned by King
to say nothing.
Commemorate the Arthurian legend. It hangs in the back of the hall, looking very impressive.
This is where I get all quiet because I'm looking at the architecture.
Yes.
I'm a sucker for a nice old building.
It's definitely a palpable sense of history in Winchester. You don't get that in Basingstoke.
Basingstoke didn't exist until the 60s.
Well, that's it. Pretty much an overspill town. It was pretty much a tiny market village prior to about 1950 odd.
I've got maps from the 19th century of it, and it's really, really quite tiny.
Mm.
I may have quite a lot of old maps. I like maps.
Winchester has
it's got
greater
a
greater depth of history to it. It has a cathedral.
It does, yes.
I do like cathedrals. I don't like religion, but I do like their buildings.
I think that...
I'm not an atheist, but, you know...
In the medieval times... religion was a very important thing because it made some of the best buildings in the country.
Yeah. So you like about organised religion, they know how to put together a building.
Well, they don't, as if you look at, say, Salisbury, which fell down a bit.
Well, yeah, but after how long? And using how old techniques?
It fell down when they were building it.
Oh, I've gone the wrong way, I think.
We lost to Winchester! Oh, it's Arthur.
This is an Nexus only.
Is it Alfred?
Yes.
Okay.
King Alfred. King Arthur wasn't real, remember?
He was real. I saw a documentary on the BBC.
Yes, it seems to be.
Oh, we got sales numbers for... we got sales numbers for World of Warcraft.
That's nice.
In the US.
Yes. Okay, World of Warcraft. Still doing well, is it?
Yeah, 8.6 million it sold at retail.
Spread
across all of the expansions.
What, for all time?
Yeah.
And that's where? US, UK, Europe? Everywhere?
It's in the US. This is World of Warcraft and the Collector's Edition, as well as the expansion pack, bundle of battle chess, and two standalone expansions.
Don't lose the expansion.
Yeah,
which you can't use on their own.
It's not like really that large a number that I was expecting.
It sort of rings true, though, because we sort of commonly understand the Western World of Warcraft subscriber number to be somewhere in the order of 5 million.
Yeah.
4 to 5 million, with half of the 12 million number being in the Far East. And of course they're all on hourly rates rather than buying actual copies. So yeah, it makes sense. Ooh, a market.
That stall seems to be selling stolen stuff.
It's not stolen, I'm sure there's like paperwork behind all of it.
Is this in your dad's jurisdiction?
I don't know. Well, I should hope so, because this is where he works.
Okay, then, yeah.
He'll move from Basingstoke.
What would I call him? I could tell him they're selling stolen stuff on that store.
You've got no proof.
I have a gut feeling. The guy looks shifty.
Yeah, his eyes are too close together.
Yeah.
It's the eyebrow.
There are bumps on his head.
Phrenology. Yeah.
Are we in the right lane?
Yes, I think so.
Did you see the City of Heroes news? I know you did, because you sent me the link.
Yeah, but I may have forgotten. which sadly does happen more and more to me as I get older. This would be, this isn't anything to do with their massive server forum migration.
No, no, this is the, if you keep your account active, yes, while,
yeah, it all seemed a bit sinister to me, this. It smacked a bit of, oh my god, Champions is here.
Champions is coming out, so if you keep your account subscribed during this, we'll give you stuff.
Well, stuff being, I think, largely access to the Going Rogue beta, which will be their next big expansion.
Yeah. And
City of Indifference.
And badges.
There's badges and loyalty points and things. Yeah. I don't know. It seemed a bit undignified, I think.
It did, rather. I was not that impressed
but
by
it. It's a business. You do what you got to do to keep the money coming in, really. And I imagine they are going to hurt when Champions comes along.
Why are we in the centre of Manchester?
Yeah, that's the pedestrian bit down there, and there's the gateway up the top.
Oh, Infamous has got a movie deal.
Infamous the movie.
Yeah. Mm. Best suggestion I saw for that was everyone in the cinema gets a big button saying good or evil, and they get to vote on all of the really obvious make moral choice now moments. Kind of suck.
Yes.
That's boring. Look, there are 200 million online gamers in China.
200 million?
Yeah.
That puts it all in perspective, really, doesn't it? World of Warcraft's got like 12 million. Yeah, well, that's still about 180 million that you're not reaching.
Yeah.
I think we're down here.
Bah! Right, the man with the big brawny, they'll break us.
People are crazy.
Nice Georgian building there. Mm. Nice medieval building there.
Is it Gothic?
Massive church, though.
Is it Saxon? Is it Norman? I don't know.
No, it's medieval.
Medieval.
And that's Victorian.
Yeah, they knew how to build a building.
Yeah, they did, actually. I'll give them that, they could build buildings.
Say a lot about the Victorians, but you can't fault their engineering.
Yeah. Some of it's even falling down now, so, you know. And lastly,
yes.
Apparently, if you're a gamer, you're a gamer for life. People don't really give up playing games.
I can tell you that.
Yeah,
I've been at it for 10 years, and I've just written a piece for Massively, explaining that I probably will be at it for another 10 years.
That's a bit presumptuous, isn't it?
Is it?
You presume that it's actually going to get published.
I don't know, I certainly wrote it. That part's true. Yes.
Oh, we're heading towards the motorway.
Yeah, I was speculating on what gaming, MMO gaming, might be like in 10 years' time.
Oh, that micro expand.
Largely faster.
Yeah, faster. More killing.
Yeah. All the technical numbers will have multiplied by about, well, they would have doubled up five times.
You and your Moore's Law.
Well, it seemed to work so far. Don't imagine it'll hold forever, but yeah, it's useful in extrapolating. 64 cores, 128 gigabytes of RAM. Steaming up.
We are steaming up. Oh, a bit. Taking on water.
So, you're going to record the whole journey?
I don't know, we've only got 16 hours, 17 hours of recording left.
Right.
That's a lot more noise than we open the windows. You can hear how wet the road is.
Yes. Looking out at a typical British summer.
It used to be sunny.
Damn,
I didn't imagine
it.
I remember a couple of years ago, it was too hot to move.
Well, for the last couple of days, the Met Office has been getting a bollocking from every news agency in the country.
What for?
For not predicting this. Apparently they predicted that it was all going to be...
Archaeologists! Turn around, archaeologists in that field.
No, they're not. They're just guerrilla gardeners.
They're archaeologists, are they? Or it could be fixing the cricket pitch.
Yeah. Archaeologists have more hats than whips.
That's true, actually. And they're a lot cuter women. No, really, that's my main interest. see a slime to all of this battery, I start taking on with this army in my head.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right, so I guess we're down to the M3. I don't want to avoid that all together.
The M3 is well and truly orange on my...
Yeah. Excuse me.
Weaving through.
Yeah. You fell off the road then.
Literally, it's a massive great hole. So it's the noisiest device on the planet.
Bloody annoying though. Every Lotro night we'll be doing our thing and suddenly dee 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 and everyone goes Joh. Well, you know it's you.
I know. It could be
some sort of shielding might be in order.
I kind of the Wi-Fi don't work.
I see.
You put it in a Faraday cage and it won't work as a phone.
Oh yeah, I suppose by design it's a device that needs to be able to go dee 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 and stuff.
Yeah. Actually got a Faraday cage at work, my phone works in it.
It's a little too powerful, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, Faraday was wrong. Parliament Place.
Ooh. Nice houses.
Still raining, and we're now dangerously steaming up.
I'm breathing less.
I can't help it. I always stink cars up.
Lowered your body temperature somehow, that might help. You tried being less humid?
No, I like being humid. Oh, wonderful, look, they've got parked. Is that BMW? Looks like a BMW parked in the middle of the road, sideways.
Well, you don't want to be there. Gridlock.
Funny enough, it was a BMW just parked sideways across the road. That's Tim not understanding right away.
Yeah, I'm streamlining things. It's too steeped up.
I can't help but can't help. Although, looking out to the left, I can't see anything over that hill. The clouds were in.
Oh, I see, it's outside. Right, sorry.
We are now entering pit.
With two T's.
We've gone to the pit.
Yeah.
I haven't played the pit yet, I must do that. It's sitting there on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, tractor. Oh, look at that house. Oh, I like that. Although it does desperately need rethatching.
Because this would be an old road, this.
Yeah.
Chester to Romsey.
You can tell because it's recessed down to the ground and the bank's got one side.
Coaching road of some sort.
I keep looking out the window and think, oh look, it's a bit blue, but then noticing it's just the sun stream on your window.
It's a very optimistic car, this. Look look out the window, all you see is blue skies.
That's an interesting noise.
Noise?
Wind noise.
Well, it's not engine noise.
Nope, engine sounds okay.
What do you think, dear listener? Does my car sound funny, do you?
It's my acoustic diagnostics module. Zooming out, and there's a road to the right coming up. It looks go back to what we did in World War II and take down all the signs to confuse the Germans. I think that'll make... Just do it for 2 weeks. It'll make
the Germans now.
It just make the country a lot more exciting place to be if no one can find out where they are or where they're going.
I can't argue with that.
No, please do. It was a dumb idea. The Mercedes are the suicidal ones today.
Yeah, switch off the telly, I suppose. You found a technique.
Well, I captured the video, then used print screen and media player.
Yeah, I saw the media player surround it, chopped that out. So specific focus on the XNA, or is it just general?
It's going to start on the XNA, but I'm going to just cover the games that I buy, play, and enjoy or don't enjoy. And there's some other stuff I want to do, like I want to examine the sandbox game and sort of thing.
Is there legal or copyright implications involved in displaying video taken from a computer game? Because I know...
I hope not.
We sort of wing it a bit with music from computer games, but I'm wondering if that has the same sort of...
I don't think so, because...
fair use, I suppose, but is that a cover-all for everything?
I think it is, because I'm reviewing.
Well, yeah, so it's almost impossible to review a visual medium without showing some of it.
But unlike an awful lot of these... I'm going to let you listeners into a secret here. Unlike an awful lot of the video game games review shows, I'm going to be recording my own video, not just using the pre-packaged video that comes from the games company. Oh, it's terrible. You start seeing... the same package of video go round and round. People show the same interview or the same level.
Well, it's probably easy just to slot it all in during production, time up the voiceover and dump the thing out.
Yeah.
Because, well, like I say, I asked for a specific screenshot from Burnout Paradise the other night, and took you how long to pin it down?
I recorded 16 gig of data in the end.
Well, quite. So you end up with a lot of it on the cutting room floor. You need someone who's actually quite good at gaming to be able to make it do the correct things. Bournemouth.
Would that have been completely the wrong lane?
Maybe. Well, that's, you know... did recently just mock Americans for not having roundabouts, so we get to see the wisdom of traffic lights.
I'm quite annoyed that pub's gone. That was quite a good one.
That was quite a good one. Sold beer. That was quite good.
They retained their licence. Maybe they sell beer later.
They did say licensed.
Mm. That's it, then we just stopped doing food after. I think you got it, really. Have you seen how many new sandwich bars and coffee bars and things?
Yeah.
It's like, only thing that makes money in this town is food for tourists. Oh, sorry, am I being recorded? I better start saying profound things.
Well, you mentioned the turkeys, I just thought we could copy their shtick.
Right. So what other podcasts can we steal ideas from?
I don't know, but I've got the thinking glass.
Drinking a bowl of coffee. Big enough to get my head in.
Yeah. And then some. And you do have an amazingly large head.
It's the hair.
The hair doesn't make
sense. It adds feet to me.
Yeah. You're actually 5'2".
So if I let it go too long, it goes all David Dickens and Noel Edmonds, and then it's all over then.
Yeah. It's pretty much all over now. You just have to accept the inevitability of it and live with it.
Yes, well, I try not to be too smug about my permanent hairline and my imperceptible greys.
Actually, no.
Yeah, it says the silver fox there over there. Yeah. It just creeps up on you, though, doesn't it?
Yep.
You look in the mirror and you think, oh, shit. I've become my dad.
I grew up.
Yeah, when did that? Why is it so many people just stood around on the pavement?
I don't know. Maybe that's going to happen.
It's like the running of the bulls about the kick-off.
Oh, I hope so.
Because we're in exactly the wrong place for that. Oh, I was going to need my hat.
Good.
I've got a hat. It's a fine hat.
You don't have to wear a hat.
It's quite an old hat.
So I was listening to Spouse Aggro the other day.
Were you? Yeah. It's one of those shows I feel I ought to listen to more often.
And they were talking about violence and Saints Row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, another reference I haven't got, but carry on. I have seen you play it. It seems quite casual.
A bit violent.
Yeah.
Something strange was said about how the violence in Saints Row don't like, but then, you know, play WoW and stuff, which is just as violent.
Does Saints Row have blood?
Yeah.
That's a real major factor. You can so easily dehumanise the whole violence thief if when you wave your arm at them, they don't splurt blood everywhere.
It's the principle. It's, you know, killing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Pac-Man's about killing.
Oh, yeah, but only ghosts are already dead.
Oh, good point. That's more exorcism then,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I retract my point. Well, no, the point still stands. I mean, pretty much all games are about defeating an enemy in some fashion. I mean, City of Heroes, you never kill anyone, apparently.
They just fall over and disappear.
You have to arrest them if you're a hero. I'm not quite sure how it extrapolated into City of Villains exactly, but defeat, capture. You know, the word kill is never used. And there's this sort of rickety alien technology which basically explains the respawn mechanic. Only it applies to everyone. So presumably when you knock people over, they disappear, but they've been teleported to a prison or something. So
there's violence. Where are the bad guys coming from?
Well, there's violence, but there's no killing, in theory, in City of. On hero or villain side, you don't see blood. People are notionally defeated rather than killed. I mean, everyone says, oh, we have to kill this, this and this. Yeah. It's like the player parlance is about killing, but
yeah. It's
never overtly acknowledged by the game. It's all explained away by teleporters and things.
So everyone knows they're killing, it's just the game lies to you.
Well, I don't know. Everyone brings their own meaning to it, I suppose. But it's just because every other game of a similar type involves killing people. Why would you suddenly have to change your vocabulary specifically for one title? So, Saints Row 2 violent.
Yeah.
Is it an 18, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this was something Asia Conan got a lot of flack for, and something they deliberately played on. They wanted to make a mature game. I don't know if that cost them subscribers in the long run, or whether there were other issues that were mostly responsible for that, or what. But they made a big thing of the boobies and a big thing of the blood and guts. And yeah, it sprays everywhere. You decapitate people sometimes on a lucky dice roll. It just goes everywhere. I mean,
not convinced that that's what happens in real life. We should find out.
You're not decapitating me. I've got to drive home.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, you need me alive.
Yeah. Where are your car keys?
I'm not telling you.
I think I swept out to sea in the storm.
I suppose it's a problem with violence in gaming, really. I think it's about informed choice. As long as the certifications are solid, yeah. And people in game shops actually do card people or whatever.
No, I don't know, but it's a nagging feeling that the whole, you know, hiding it and pretending, oh, look, it's all cartoony and cute and isn't really true people, there's no blood.
Well, they're not real people. It's abstract colours and shapes. Have you seen, it's old Raph Koster's Theory of Fun. Have you flicked through that? I think I remember seeing a PDF of that once.
I've got the book.
It's basically, you know, he does this slide where he sort of rationalises a computer game down into just a series of coloured shapes. There's a red one there that you must target and push buttons, and then it turns and there's a green one there that you need to collect. It may as well be Tetris, as far as most gamers are concerned.
I think that in the grand scheme of things, the ones, if there is a bad effect because of it, the ones that desensitise you by making it all cute and cuddly are possibly worse than the ones that have all the blood.
Well, I think they are games at the end of the day. Do we want stern moral lessons every time we log in?
I played Infamous. That wasn't fun because of it.
And was it Call of Duty, the one where you got the atomic bomb level? You know, I mean, yeah, fine. It's good to remind people now and then that actual killing real people is a bad thing and wrong. But at the same time, these are entertainment.
Yeah.
And I imagine few gamers approach their console or PC with the intent that I want to kill someone. I want to experience a representation of a murder, you know? I don't think people have that kind of rationale when they approach these things. They just... Yeah, it's a game. It's about dealing with abstract situations and colours and shapes and increasing a score. And that activity is fun. I mean, yeah, obviously there are greater issues about optimising the fun out of these things that Costa talks about, but I don't know. I mean, this is the whole Jack Thompson thing. He's obviously a nutter and he goes about it all the wrong way, but his underlying point could be considered quite valid.
I don't think that there is any effect, but it just got me thinking about it.
You feel guilty that such situations cheapen life when you're playing games? Are you thinking consciously of that as you play?
No, it's purely the impression of the ones with lots of blood being worse than the ones without.
Because I think it's very few. I mean, I don't think you can put blood in an MMO and not get an M rating. They're all T, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's the optimum. When you're going for the marketing perspective, you want your game to have a T rating.
Yeah.
If it goes over to M, then generally people will adapt the game. They'll take stuff out just to keep that T rating. And I'm pretty sure one of the deciders is blood. I mean, you just do not see it in most MMOs. Was it Conan? There's one of them where when you attack people, you get blood splatter on the camera.
I think it was Conan.
Is it Conan? Yeah, it's been a while since I played it, but I remember thinking, blimey, you know. Well, they really mean it.
You certainly do when you start bisecting people with a chainsaw and Gears.
Oh, God, Gears is all over the place, yeah. But again, 18 game. It's their entertainment for adults who presumably have reached that point in their lives, being taught the correct approach to society. You know, people up with chainsaws. That's a bad thing.
You rarely hack people up with chainsaws.
Well, you get the occasional incident, and then much media publicity is made of it. But are those people just mental to begin with?
Yes.
That they always have some underlying greater predisposition and problem.
Generally, yes.
Yeah. I think youngsters, it's trickier because they will start to perhaps pick up the wrong idea, but as long as it's about responsible gaming, it's about responsible parenting, I suppose. You know, it's my standard fallback in this kind of discussion is I blame the parents, and it seems like an easy thing to do if you don't have kids yourself, you know. But well, I know that my parents never bothered to see what I was doing with my computer when I was growing up. I could have been doing anything. I mean, fortunately, I'm quite a balanced and groovy, relaxed sort of person, so I didn't grow up to be a serial killer. But
you grew up to be the exact opposite.
Well, quite, but I could have been doing anything on that computer and parents wouldn't have known. Oh. It's a problem because a lot of kids are more tech savvy than their parents. Yeah. I mean, it's not people who are listening to the podcast, you know, they're not going to be the ones who are going to be ignorant of what goes on with computers and computer gaming. They'll be responsible parents because they know what the score is. They know how computer games are like. So they'll be able to make informed judgments and manage the situation well. It's the kids whose parents don't know a thing about it. I think that's the side of it where the trouble's perhaps going to happen. I don't know.
Is it wrong that I want those group of kids over there standing on the shoreline to get eaten by a shark?
I don't know. I think the water's too warm, isn't it? Or too cold or something.
Probably. Crocodile then.
Crocodile attack. All right. I tend to bring strange attitudes to violence into computer games as is. I won't initiate a fight.
That's why you sucked at Eve.
Well, possibly, yeah. But non-aggro monsters, I won't attack them either, you know? I think part of it is I just don't want the extra work, but you know, the stuff that's yellow aggro rather than red, I will just leave alone, unless a particular shopping list requires that they die, obviously, but generally I'll ignore non-aggro creatures in games, and they're all the same, they're all just numbers and stats and graphics, but for some reason I just don't want to start the fight. If something aggro's me, I'll defend myself, obviously. I suppose it's a bit hypocritical because I don't necessarily need to be in that situation in the first place. I could just avoid them.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay in the newbie town.
Absolutely. Crafting for the win. That's better.
Look at those cliffs, and all I can think is they overdid the feathering on the copy and paste job.
Thank you. it's getting light. Eh? I didn't even see the sun later today.
Yeah.
Is this a Victorian seaside town? They mostly are.
Usually. This is when the seaside was invented.
Yeah.